American jobs moving overseas to China. The issue has come up a lot in the campaign trail this year. According to the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute, more than 3 million American jobs have gone to China between 2001 and 2013. Well, now some of those manufacturing jobs are being taken from Chinese workers by robots. Foxconn, the provider for Apple and Samsung, has reportedly replaced tens of thousands of workers with robots in its Chinese factories. Foxconn denies that the robots will mean long-term job losses. So what will the impact be, and what could the impact be on the U.S.? Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us on Mondays from New York. Hi there, Derek.
Hi there.
So first of all, Derek, I've seen some pretty spectacular numbers. Some reports saying 60,000 Foxconn workers being replaced by robots. Tell us more.
That's right, 60,000. So Foxconn is the largest electronics manufacturer in the world that contracts for these major technology companies. It makes the iPhone, the iPad. It makes phones for Samsung and gaming consoles like the PlayStation. What's happening, I think, is that you have Chinese wages rising, and these manufacturing jobs that used to be exported to China, a lot of them are now going to even cheaper countries. And so Foxconn is under pressure to control costs from its clients. Apple, Samsung, Sony, these are all companies in extremely competitive industries that are constantly trying to find ways to increase profits. And China has recently embarked on a rather unprecedented buildup in these so-called industrial robots, that is, robots used to build stuff. And essentially, they are in many ways in the last few years on the leading edge of not just being a country that takes manufacturing work from other places around the world, but also replaces those very jobs with machines.
Mm. Well, given all the pressures that you just outlined on these Chinese manufacturers, how can Foxconn then deny that this automation or move to robots will mean long-term job losses? They're denying that.
They are denying that it's going to lead to long-term, I think, is the key word here, job losses. At the same time, obviously, if you're going to replace 60,000 people with machines in the near term, you are going to have fewer workers. And that is precisely the point of automation in many ways. It is to make the manufacturing process more efficient, cheaper. You know, the U.S. is ahead of the Chinese economy in lots of ways, but China now is leading the world when it comes to this buildup in industrial machines. It is now the world's largest sales and growth market for industrial robots, according to the International Federation of Robotics, which keeps global data on this stuff. And in terms of robot density, actually, it's kind of interesting that China is not among the world's leaders. It's 28th in the world, tied essentially with Portugal. So it has a long way to go. And I think in many ways, we could be seeing a lot more of this. Foxconn is an enormous story, partially because for various reasons relating to the iPhone and the debatable morality of the working conditions within the factories. It's a very famous name around the world in manufacturing.
Right. And I guess the other reason why it's an enormous story is that anything done in China, just by definition, is on a more enormous scale,
given the size
of the country. But, I mean, it also gives us a window into the future of work, period. And just moving back to the United States here, what numbers do we have about how many jobs have been lost in the U.S. to automation?
What we know is that manufacturing since the late 1970s has been essentially in secular decline as a source of work in the U.S. But one thing that's often missed in these reports is that that doesn't mean that manufacturing as production, as outcome, is in secular decline. In fact, we make more stuff in the U.S. than we've ever made before. We just need fewer people to do it. We've become more efficient, and technology is one of the things that's made us more efficient. We have many more jobs in the U.S. now, many more workers than we had in the late 1970s. So one thing that's happened is that manufacturing, which used to account for about a third of the workforce in the U.S., now accounts for closer to 10%, and a lot of these workers have gone on to work in so-called non-tradable sectors, such as education and healthcare and even government and service sector jobs and retail and food and beverage. But one thing that some economists are looking at in the near future is what if some of those jobs get replaced by machines as well? Indeed, you have the former head of McDonald's saying that he sees that with higher minimum wage laws throughout the U.S., there is a greater benefit to replacing these workers with machines that serve our sodas and our burgers. There are some estimates, including one from recently from Oxford, that suggested that up to 50% of all occupations in the U.S. economy could be replaced by robots. That's a pretty stark figure.
Well, I'm hoping that it's at least a couple years before robots replace you and me, Derek. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks, as always, for talking with us, Derek.
Thank you.